Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We appreciate you. We are so glad to continue to bring phenomenal shows right to you right here on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you're having a fabulous week and certainly a phenomenal life. We want to let you know that the goal of our show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we certainly have an exciting show. I'm so excited. I have two different segments we're bringing to you today. My first segment is my media personality spotlight, and I have my guest in the virtual studio with me right now, and that's going to be none other than Miss Jamila Joy. And then I also have my artist spotlight. We're going to be talking to Maurette Brown Clark a little bit later on in the show, and it's her birthday, so we're just going to have an on-air birthday party and just have so much fun. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we want to remind you to join my official email list, and you do that by going to my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, www.mitchell-productions.com. You can Google me, Charvette Mitchell. You could do, you know, all those wonderful things, and you can find me. All right, so I don't think we want to keep our first spotlight guest waiting any longer. Certainly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing to the mic right now Miss Jamila Joy. Welcome to the show, Jamila.
Thank you so much for having me, Charvette. It's certainly a pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, we're so glad to have you, and I certainly want to tell our listeners a little bit about you. We want to say hi to all those that are joining us in the chat room.
Hello.
Welcome. Hey, how you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listeners, Jamila was that person in kindergarten who got straight A's on all of her work, but then when it was time for behavior comments from teachers, I know some of you parents know about those behavior comments. It was, you know what, Jamila is a little too talkative.
That's right.
Certainly she learned at a very early age and discovered her purpose, which is around communications. And, oh, my goodness, she has a wealth of knowledge and experience in the gospel radio industry, over 10 years worth, on-air personality, management, production, sales, promotions, all of that. And really her purpose is to help ministries by way of radio, television, internet, and any other mass communication tool, and I am so delighted. She's started a new online Christian lifestyle social network called www.ishoutforjoy.com, and we're talking to Jamila Joy right now. Again, Jamila, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Charvette. It's certainly a pleasure to be on your show.
All right. So let's start from the beginning, getting to know Jamila. How did you really start, get your first introduction into radio?
All right, here's how I broke into radio. This is the story everybody's been waiting to hear.
Yes, exclusive.
Actually, what happened was when I was in elementary school, I had this mission that I was going to go to Howard University, study political science, become a corporate lawyer, and the whole nine yards. I had it all mapped out, Charvette. And it was good because I had at least a goal to reach after. So when I got to Howard and I got into political science, I realized that maybe this wasn't quite what I thought I wanted to get into. And so I remember so very, you know, I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was like I had an epiphany in my political science class, Charvette. My professor was going through the syllabus, and I just heard a voice say, "Is this what you want to do for the rest of your life?" And I was like, "No." What would you do if nobody paid you any money to do it? You still want to do it, and you still show up on time.
Wow.
And that answer was communication, radio, talk, sharing with people, connecting people. And so when I came home to Richmond, I just kind of just cultivated that and explored an opportunity at one of the first gospel stations in the area.
Yeah.
And I just kind of started from there.
Wow, and certainly has blossomed ever since then. So how did you build on your radio career? How did things progress from there?
Well, what I like to tell my students when they intern or anyone who's aspiring to break into radio, television, any type of media is don't be afraid to wash the dishes.
Mm.
You know, the person that washes the dishes, as long as they're watching what the person, the chef, is preparing, they, you know, may be able to come up through the ranks. And so I came in as a weekend announcer.
Okay.
And then just after that, just, you know, applied myself, practiced, you know, got skill lessons, went to seminars, studied my craft, and that's really how I was able to achieve it. But it really was the grace of God. And once you know what your purpose is and what your passion is,
yeah,
then you can cultivate it and you can seek and surrender yourself to the Lord so he can cultivate it in you. Look at Moses, how he was stammering. He never would have thought he would have been the one that was the deliverer.
That's right. Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because sometimes people think that, oh, well, I'm a natural,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a natural, but how, you know, you're saying you definitely have to hone your skill and hone your craft.
Absolutely, and don't be afraid to work your way on up, take an entry-level position, take a volunteer position, because what you'll get is you will gain the information that will help you and assist you with being able to achieve your goals.
All right, well said. So looking back over your career, what has been the most rewarding part of your career in radio?
I'm telling you, Charvette, one of the most rewarding parts of my career has been playing a song like Never Would Have Made It.
Oh, yeah.
Or I Almost Let Go, and someone calling you on the phone, breaking down in tears, saying,
wow,
you changed my life. My destiny was changed by a song that you played. That's got to be the most rewarding part of, you know, sitting behind the desk or playing music, or whether it's video or ministering, but being able to play something that's going to affect someone's life and they recognize that you played it on purpose for them.
Wow.
That's been really, you know, very, very much a blessing to me in my career.
That's so true, because we associate songs with all types of emotions, right?
Absolutely.
The good ones, child, I remember when that song used to bring back memories. You know, we associate with those types of things. But then those breakthrough moments or healing or whatever, we associate songs. So that's phenomenal, the power of music, right?
Someone told me they almost took their life, but it was a song that I played that made them want to stay on in there, and things like that. It really, you got to, at the end of the day, it's not the money, it's not the fame, it's not the fact that, you know, I was nominated for a Stellar Award.
Yeah.
It's changing an individual's life, you know, that you, I wouldn't replace it for anything.
My goodness, outstanding. Well said, well said. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm your host, Charvette, broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I am in my media personality spotlight interviewing the lovely Jamila Joy. Certainly those in the Richmond area, you know her well and abroad. Again, welcome to all those that are joining us in the chat room. All right, so Jamila, how would you say gospel music has changed over the last, let's say, 5 to 10 years?
Okay, well, over the last 5 to 10 years, I've progressively seen that the way gospel music has been changing is it's not just trying to get the hit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were just trying to get hit music, you know, trying to write the next hit. But you see more and more people, you know, getting out into worship.
Right.
And extending music into worship. You see songs like Praise Is What I Do, songs like Let Go and Let God, which, you know, before times, you know, programmers weren't even including that into, you know, their gospel radio format.
Right.
It would be too long or, you know, too slow. You know, they wanted something up-tempo, but more and more I see people trying to be led of the Lord when they're developing their music and not necessarily get a hit. But
right.
God will honor your, you know, your if you're worshiping him, he'll honor your works.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that one time I interviewed, the CEO of Habeka Music Group.
Yes.
And slipping my mind right now her name, but she manages Shekinah Glory,
mm-hmm.
and the Yes, the song, the wonderful song Yes, and how she was saying it took them such a long time to get airplay because they said, oh, it's too slow or it's not radio, and you know how that song ministers, oh my goodness, to people amazingly, and it went on to win awards and things of that nature, but it was really hard initially for her to break that in because of the tempo and kind of the pushback that it was too slow for radio.
Yes, Robert, I really see more and more artists, and I'm so excited about it, saying, I don't care if they play me or if they don't play me.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sing the song that the Lord gave me.
That's right. You got to do it. You got to do
Absolutely.
It. All right, so since we're talking about artists, and there are a lot of aspiring artists that listen to the show and I'm sure are checking us out right now and going to check us out in the on-demand section.
Awesome.
What are some of the common mistakes that you see aspiring artists making when they're trying to either approach press or media, radio or TV? What are some of the mistakes you're seeing?
One mistake is doing the entire project and then asking for honest, opinion or, you know, some honest input. You should not complete your entire project and then ask me for my honest input, because what if I say this whole thing
right.
is just not good?
Wow.
You've wasted all of your money. So a lot of times they're not doing their research in advance. They're taking other people's word who don't even have the credibility to back it up. They didn't even make it. And you're listening to what they said, or they're telling you what happened to them and as a result of that. So a lot of the hearsay, I really say, number one, to artists, study the business as well as your gift.
Mm.
A lot of times they will study their gift. They'll be playing and practicing, but they don't get into the business side. They may appoint someone else. Always know as much as your manager knows.
Wow.
If not more.
Great.
You've got to be educated.
Educated, absolutely.
I see that as a stumbling fall for a lot of different artists, and, you know, it accounts to money and time.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, if I had this all to do over again, I would be the one that was calling the radio. I would make the face-to-face contact.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with getting people who are experienced, but you make the first personal contact, because we love it when we have personal contacts with the artist. Don't make yourself higher than what you really are.
Right.
You know?
Great. So get feedback during the process and make
That's
sure
right.
the feedback is from an expert or educated person
mm-hmm.
on
That's
the
right.
industry.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Yeah, I think, and certainly that personal connection, I can identify with that with people, you know, requesting interviews with me. Certainly
mm-hmm.
if there's someone that's high profile, you know, I can understand
me
dealing
Absolutely.
With their assistant, but if you're just, you know, just starting, it does make a difference when you have that interaction and you know what's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What other mistakes do you see with aspiring artists?
Another mistake I see with aspiring artists is that they think that just because they are entering into the field of gospel or Christian music,
mm-hmm.
that people are going to run out to the stores and buy their CDs like hotcakes. Marketing is key.
Yes.
Marketing is key. And, Charvette, you know that. You got to have your website in place.
Yes.
You got to have all your social networking opportunities in place. You know, respond to people when they leave you a message. All this stuff goes into your customer service and into your marketability as an artist and as someone that someone would invite to minister to their church or a venue. People are looking at all of this information. If they can't find you on the Internet, that is a big no-no.
Yes, that is a huge, gigantic no-no.
So if you need to find out about search engine optimization, all of this information is very key, and you should not just ditch it off to a professional. In addition to the professional that you hire, whether it's a Mitchell Productions or a Joy Media Group,
right.
you should also know this information and research it. It's right on the Internet.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, with the social networking sites, which are free, there's, you know, absolutely – no reason why an aspiring artist or a current
yes.
artist has no presence at all. You certainly
right.
still need an official website, but the social mm-hmm. media like MySpace and all of
mm-hmm.
the different ones, and we're going to talk
Facebook.
About your new one,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
Absolutely.
Facebook and all of that, at least give you a presence. If you know, if you don't have anything, you've got to have
mm-hmm.
something. So while we're talking about social networking, we got to talk about your new site,
yes.
www.ishoutforjoy.com. Again, that's www.ishoutforjoy.com. Those that are listening, go ahead and go check out the site right now.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, this is a Christian lifestyle social network. Why did you create the site?
You know, I have been thinking about it for a while that, you know, we have all these other sites that we're a part of, that
mm-hmm.
we're actually friends on,
right.
MySpace and Facebook and this thing. And I said, you know, what about if we had a Christian social network? And now many of them are blossoming, and I think that it's great to have several.
Yeah.
I wanted to create an opportunity for, like you're saying, artists to connect with other artists, media persons to connect, pastors and ministers, real average, you know, everyday people
right.
sharing about things that they've been able to overcome, the reasons why they shout for joy, sharing videos and vlogs, and so we can support each other's businesses, and so it could be a movement. And actually today is the official launch of ishoutforjoy.com, so I was so excited to be able to be on your show, to be able to share and make the official announcement. We've just been doing some testing
yeah.
with some friends, and got a Facebook group as well, and so we're excited to officially announce the launching of ishoutforjoy.com, and we have something right around the corner on the 15th that I'm going to be excited to share with you as well, Charvette.
All right, hot off the press. You know I like that kind of stuff. I like that. I like that, Jamila Joy. Ladies and gentlemen, go right now while you're on your computer, go to www.ishoutforjoy.com, set up a profile page. Hey, I'm on there. Check me out, Charvette Mitchell. Request me as a friend. Check out Jamila, certainly the founder and the creator of the site. And you'll just love, love, love the site. I love the video, that kind of personalized video station that you have on the front.
Oh, Joy Television Network. Yeah,
yeah,
we're excited about that. And whenever we go to events, Charvette, we try to make sure we get coverage. If you want us to come to your event, you just reach out and touch us on the site, and we're willing to go out there because we want to share what you're doing, how
yeah.
you're shouting for joy in your community.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Hey to those that are hanging out with us in the chat room. And I do see our next special guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. And we're going to do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back. Jamila, I want you to stay on the line
okay.
because you have a special connection with
yes.
our artist spotlight that I just, you know, God, he works
mm-hmm.
things out, orchestrates things that I don't
yes,
even, I didn't even know about. So
that's
right. Hot off the press, we're going to come back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Right after this commercial break, we're going to finish up with Jamila Joy and then bring on our artist spotlight, Miss Maurette Brown Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
The professional black woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we are rolling into our second segment, our artist spotlight. I am so tickled pink, as my auntie in Milledgeville, Georgia would say, to have joining us, oh my goodness, this magnificent woman of God in the gospel music industry. I'm bringing her to the virtual mic right now. Miss Maurette Brown Clark, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad to have you joining us.
I'm glad to be in the virtual green room. I was looking for the virtual fried chicken, but, you know, we'll talk about that later.
Yes. Well, and we got to say happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Oh.
I'm 12 years old and holding.
There you go, and you look phenomenal. And we are serving virtual ice cream and cake in the chat room there. So we are so glad to have you. And listen, I'm finishing up my first segment with our media personality spotlight, Miss Jamila Joy, who's right here from the
Jamila.
Hey, Maurette, how you doing? I was telling Charvette that we had something in common. That was that I was your first television interview, and you were my first recording artist television interview, and so we got that in common. That's my girl.
Yep. Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you in the virtual room.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jamila, thank you so much again for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Charvette. Be blessed. Happy birthday, Maurette.
Thank you, sweetie. You take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right, Maurette, I'm telling you, we're just excited. And I just want to make sure my listeners certainly know that Maurette is a multi-Stella Award winner, certainly gospel music sweetheart. Her latest CD, The Dream, oh, my God, it has the wonderful praise and worship anthem, One God, and the powerful It Ain't Over. I mean, if you don't have it, you better right now while you're listening to the show, get on iTunes, get on Amazon,
everywhere
and go get it. It is just a blessing. So much airplay of It Ain't Over. We're going to talk about that. That song almost has a life of its own.
Yeah, it really does. God is, he's been really good to me. The CD came out 2 years ago. We recorded it 5 years ago. And it took about 2.5, almost 3 years for it to even come out into the world. So it came out 2 years ago, and everyone, we sent One God to radio, and all the announcers, the stations jumped on it, and the listeners gravitated to it. So that was such a blessing. And so, you know, I was happy at that. I was like, great, whew, you know, CD's out, and, you know, people enjoying One God. And now to turn around and 2 years later, 2 full years later, to have It Ain't Over impacting radio, and not just radio, but impacting people's lives like it is doing. It really is nothing but the grace of God, and I'm very, very thankful, because it doesn't have to be this way. So I'm really grateful.
Yes, and it's God orchestrates. He just orchestrates things, because the way our world is right now, and just economic and all of that stuff that's going on. This is just a reminder, you know, for anyone thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't try this new business right now, or maybe I shouldn't go, you know, do this right now, you know. But wait a minute, it's not over. Do it, and I can hear that ministry coming out of you with that song.
You know, and that's interesting you should say that, because I recorded it 5 years ago. We did the live recording September 2004. And so, you know, certainly there were, you know, as long as you live, my mother says, there's going to be something that you have to go through. Certainly, you know, people were going through even 5 years ago, even 4 years ago, even 3 years ago. But, you know, God's timing is awesome. And actually, we sent it to radio last January. We sent it last year. And the announcers, you know, for whatever reason, they stuck with One God and didn't move on to the next song. But, you know, even in that, God gets the glory, because that was before we were declared to be in a recession. It was before President Obama became the president. And so it really, really shows me and continues to prove to me that just take your time limits off of God, take whatever your agenda is off of God, and just let him do what he wants to do. And he really does all things well. I can't tell you the amount of emails and the amount of text messages and just phone calls from people, you know, that I've known all my life. They're calling me crying on the phone saying, you know, it ain't over. And I'm like, okay, you had the CD for 2 years, but it's definitely, it is definitely,
yes,
you know, taking on, I won't say a life of its own, but the life that God ordained it to have. And so I'm just really, really, really thankful that I had to sing it in my closet for 3 years before it even came out. I had to keep telling myself, you know, it's not over. He has begun a good work in me. He's well able to perform it. He's able to complete it. I just have to try to hold on, find some piece of something to hold on to.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do. And even when things are going well, you know, store up your praise, store up your that strength that you have, because you'll need it later. But God is good. He's still blessing, and it's not over. It's a message that resonates with anybody. I don't care if you're black, white, tall, short, whatever you are. If you're working, if you're not working, if you got money in the bank, if you don't have any money in the bank, it's a song that everybody can sing and everybody can relate to.
Phenomenal. The old mothers used to say, send up your timber.
Exactly.
You have it later.
So you have it later, exactly.
I am telling you, and I know when you minister that song live, first of all, that has to be the last song, because I know you, because we're done after that. There's no way you're doing that song in the middle of a concert.
That's
I know
funny.
You got to do that at the end. I know you got
to. That is funny. It's close to the end. It's just about to the end. It's funny because I was did a lot of traveling, and I would meet up with Marvin Sapp on the road when he was singing Never Would Have Made It.
Yes.
And so I used to joke with him. I said, man, I need one of those Never Would Have Made It. You know, we artists, we kind of talk with each other. But as soon as he would start saying, never would have, I mean, people would pass out. Grown men would just, I mean, there would be like not a dry eye or a body that wasn't, you know, laying in the floor. And I used to be like, wow, that is so crazy. But it's funny now because as soon as people hear the introduction for It Ain't Over, they hear that drum coming in and they hear the big introduction, it's the same response. People are up on their feet, and they're anticipating me singing it, and it's comical to me because I've never really had a song like It Ain't Over. I've had other songs that were successful. The Breaking of Day is one of them. That was 10 years ago. I still sing that. I still do I Just Want to Praise You. So, you know, I'm used to certain responses.
Right.
And I always tell people, you know, I got the type of ministry that kind of sneaks up on you. you know, you hear me Saturday and then like Wednesday, you know, you're in the corner crying somewhere because it just kind of sneaks up on you, really.
Right.
And so, but to see that immediate response to that song is just really, it's quite shocking, actually. And it just tells you how, you know, the world is hungry for an answer. They're hungry for an answer.
Oh my God! And I'm telling you, you're reading my notes because
I wrote
notes to myself that never would have made it. I compare, you know, It Ain't Over. They had the same effect. So I have that literally in my notes.
Oh wow, that's funny.
That's funny. So certainly want to.
Good news.
We're on the same page. Certainly want to say happy birthday to you again. And Mr.
Thank
Thomas
you.
Out of the chat room says happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
It's very good. God is good. I don't think I'm living another day for granted. So certainly to see another year, it really is a thing.
Great. Well, we certainly appreciate your time. And I'm telling you, as a singer, you're a songwriter, you're a producer, you're a musician, you're a wife, you're a mom. How do you balance all of that? For those that are moms that are listening, how do you balance it?
You know, I think that I tell people I live my life in 24-hour increments. Of course, I have goals. Of course, I have, you know, dreams. I have things, you know, that I'm looking for the Lord to do and looking to grow in grace. But I really, literally, if I can kind of get up and say, thank you, God, for waking me up on Monday or Tuesday, and then I can take care of my family, you know, take care of my work, take care of my ministry, and then at the end of the day, I can tuck my children in, you know, pray with them and make sure they're safe and, you know, say goodnight to my husband and kind of shut it down. And I realized that, oh, wow, you know, we made it through today.
Right.
Thank you, God, for your mercy and for your grace and for your the power of your blood that covered us today. You know, you stayed the hand of the enemy away from my family. And, you know, I didn't get a bad phone call from even, you know, a friend or anybody else. And, you know, I try to just deal with what that day is. And so when I need a helping hand, he sends the helping hands. When I need an encouraging word, he sends an encouraging word. And so I try to just keep it moving. And he sends you what you need. I'm a firm witness and a firm believer in he doesn't necessarily send it exactly when you need it, when you think you need it, but he does send you when you need it.
I'm just
grateful.
Great, wonderful advice. So those women in business that are listening and us and artists and moms that are just juggling things,
you can do it.
You can do it.
No good thing will the Lord withhold from you. You don't have to sacrifice yourself. You don't have to sacrifice your family, whatever dreams. I just feel like you can have it all. And I'm just willing to trust God for it all. I'm willing to trust him for everything that he has for me. I don't want anybody else's.
Right.
I just want what he has for me.
Oh, right. And he's big enough and bad enough to give us
everybody
everything that they need individually.
Absolutely.
So certainly, as a Stella Award winner, your first CD you won for Best New Artist.
Mm-hmm.
Then this 2008 Stella Award for Praise and Worship CD of the Year for The Dream.
Right. Right.
I asked Minister Isaiah D. Thomas this question. I had him on the show a little bit ago. What is life pre-Stella and post-Stella Award? What's different? I'll tell you what he said. I'm curious to hear your answer.
Life, you know, golly, life pre-Stella was so, that was, golly, that was like 9 years ago now.
Right.
You know,
pre or post-second?
pre and post-Stellar, you know, Stellar Awards are great. Let me say that first of all.
Yeah.
Stellar Awards are wonderful things. My mother and I used to giggle about actually even owning one, like that could never happen to me or anybody that we know. And to watch it happen, to have one in 2000 and have one again in 2008, really, which is, I've had three CDs in 10 years. And for most artists, that is death on a plate. You know, if you don't have a record out, people aren't checking for you. And so to have my ministry spanned across so many years, it was the first CD came out in 98, won the Stella Award for that. The second one didn't come out till 2002. That was nominated for two Stella Awards, and then this third one didn't come out until 2007. That's 5 years later.
Right.
So to even have people know about the CD, buy the CD, and then to have it recognized by my peers, people in the industry that I still exist even, I'm still breathing oxygen, it really just shows me, you know, just like I said, take the time limits off of God. Take whatever your agenda is off. And it certainly is nice to be awarded by, like I said, my peers, my man, and it does really throw a nice feather in your cap. As long as I live, I'll be, long as I live and long as I don't live, I'll be Stella Award winner
right.
for Rep Brown Clark. It's a part of my history, and I really am grateful for that. So hopefully it's just God's way of tangibly showing me that he sees me and that my work is not in vain, and it kind of just shoves you and pulls you to try to do even greater works. He allowed my daughter to win Stella Award 2008 for Best Children's Performance, and certainly, you know, wasn't even looking for that. I love the song. The song started out as a duet. She kicked me off the song and did the four, and, you know, I guess she knew what she was doing because she went on to win the Stella Award for that. So, you know, all of that is icing on the cake, I try to tell people. I want to be saved, and after that, everything else is extra.
All right. Well said. Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I am in my artist spotlight talking to the lovely, stunning, and magnificent Maurette Brown Clark.
Come on with me. Come to my virtual house and tell me that.
And it's her birthday. It's her birthday. It's her birthday, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just tickled pink. Oh, my goodness. I'm jumping up and down to be able to talk to her on her birthday. Listen, check her out online at www.maurettebrownclark.com.
Mm-hmm.
She's all over Google and,
Facebook and
everywhere.
Just,
and I checked
out. Everywhere.
Yes, you're everywhere. I looked at your Facebook page earlier today, and so many well wishes for your birthday. That is one of the great things, about, I think, about social networking. So.
Yeah, it's nice.
So as we wrap up, because I know you probably have something going on for your birthday. As we wrap up, what kind of advice do you give for aspiring artists, those that want to be in the gospel music industry? What advice do you have?
I think I just try to tell people to just trust God's call. And if he called you, if he told you to do something, I don't even care if it's in singing or playing or starting a flower company or,
right.
you know, whatever he has set your hands to do, owning a radio station or whatever it is to do, to trust him and to follow his lead. And to a lot of people say, well, no, you should just kind of, let God do it and don't push him. Yeah, don't push him, but give him something to work with for sure. Don't just sit around your house going, somebody's going to hear me sing and give me a record deal or, do this for me. Do it for yourself and let God show that you're willing to work for what he's entrusted in you. And, you look down the line as I'm looking 19 years later from when I started. I just started with a couple $100. I called my mother, asked her to borrow some money.
Mm-hmm.
I told her I'd pay her back. I don't know if I paid her back yet. I told her I paid her back. I told her what the Lord told me to do, and she believed in me, and she helped me, and I've been doing this ever since. Don't quit your job. Keep your job till the Lord says different. Everybody, and know that. I think the most key thing is know that everybody's path is different. People ask me all the time, I want a record deal, or I want to put the CD out myself, or I want to sell it out my truck, or I want to sell it on the internet. What works for somebody, the way God opens the door for somebody else may not be the way that he opens the door for you. So just let him do what he wants to do and let him orchestrate it. And you'll find great peace in that. You really will.
All right, fantastic. Well, again, we certainly thank you so much for your time and for spending just a little bit of your birthday with us and the listeners.
My pleasure.
We look for bigger and greater and more dynamic things coming from Maurette Brown Clark.
Thank you. Just keep me in your prayers. And now I'm off to get some real food. I'm out of the virtual food area now.
Great. Have a fabulous rest of your birthday.
Thank you so much, Charvette. I really appreciate your time. And God bless you in everything that you do. I pray God enlarges your territory, because I would be nothing if people didn't do this type of thing for me, allow me to be somewhere where I don't physically live. And so I appreciate the people that are blogging and listening to you across the internet in the Richmond area and across the country. Just thank you for a platform and what you do to help artists.
Oh, thank you. And I receive all of those blessings. I receive it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Great. Have a fabulous birthday.
You too. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to check out, oh my goodness, guess what? I got it for you. It ain't over. Stay tuned.
Keep praying, keep fasting. It ain't over. It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That said you ain't going nowhere.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here with Maurette Brown Clark. It ain't over. Listen, check her out online at www.maurettebrownclark.com. She's on Facebook. She's on MySpace. Listen, connect with her. If you do not have the dream, go check that out. Oh, my goodness, iTunes and Amazon.com and anywhere you can get gospel music. My first spotlight was my media spotlight with Jamila Joy. Go to www.ishoutforjoy.com. Jumping off today, the grand opening, if you will, get you a page. Connect with me on there. I have a page, Charvette Mitchell. Listen, you are going to be blessed. You can go on there, and you can have video and music and a whole bunch of things. You can see video. You can see music and just connect with other like-minded people because you know what? Because iron sharpens iron, ladies and gentlemen. Again, check me out on my official website at www.mitchell-productions.com, and there you can listen to all of the past shows. You can listen to the on-demand section and just have a wonderful time. So if you missed any portion of the interview, no problem. You can go back and listen to the full interview after it airs, and all of the shows stay online for up to a year. Isn't that phenomenal? And listen, you can share the link on Facebook. Oh, I'm on Twitter, too. I forgot to tell you about that. I like Twitter, www.twitter.com/Charvette, and that's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. I like all of the social networking stuff. You'll see if you're listening to the show and you start listening to me, I'm on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, a bunch of other networking sites. I'm on ishoutforjoy.com. So listen, all of that, iron sharpens iron. You really, really, really will expand your way of thinking when you get into this social networking. So check me out next week. You want to check me out next week for my author spotlight. Author, I have three dynamic authors that are coming to the show, and you're just going to enjoy them. You can check them out. If you're on my Blog Talk radio station page, you can see their pictures and see all their information. Again, today's show featured media personality Jamila Joy with www.ishoutforjoy.com. And also, we had a chance to talk to Maurette Brown Clark in our artist spotlight. Today was her birthday, and we were just so excited to have time to share with her for a few minutes. And if you missed any portion of the show, no problem. Again, go into the archive and check out the full show there. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's going to wrap us up for today. Until we meet again, peace and love.